off with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
What kind of old McDonald bull is this?
He saved my life. I couldn't just leave him there with no one to take care of him.
This thing is not going to get on the plane.
Why?
FAA regulations.
There are no FAA regulations about pigs on private planes.
No, there are.
Seriously?
Get rid of it.
No way! No swine left behind.
Do I think that this will ever happen to me? Maybe when pigs fly.
This is Just Plane Radio. Gregor, co-pilot, Captain Dennis.
Maybe when pigs fly.
We are navigating the latest aviation news and information, sharing a few extra stories, too.
You'll float, too.
And Dennis's daughter just got a new aircraft, Cherokee 140. All right. So you got that plane. Have you already taken it up up in the air and with her and done some training or no?
We've had multiple flights, but just the other day was her first ever flight in the airplane. She didn't even get to go fly in it when they were doing the pre-buy. So I got to be her first flight instructor in her airplane. So that was kind of fun.
Yeah. Easy one to train in or teach?
Yes, it
as
is.
Well?
Yeah, it's very simple. You know, single push-pull throttle, a mixture, you know, nothing too fancy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, simple, basic avionics. But like I said, I mean, but it is, you know, technically IFR capable. It's got, you know, artificial rise and directional gyros, so she can do all the training stuff she needs to do. No autopilot, but, you know, don't really need that, at least not for training.
Not for training, for sure, to get your private pilot certificate. But you were telling me during the commercial break that you got a special package for her. Was this right before the flight or
yes.
After or what?
We literally, the FedEx truck shows up as we were pre-flighting out in the driveway.
Yeah.
And I got a little box from our friends at Lightspeed.
Uh-huh.
I got myself a brand new Zulu 4. Why? Because I've got Zulu 3s and I needed to get a Zulu 4.
Needed one better.
Yep. So my daughter now has a Zulu 3.
Okay.
I passed right. that down, you know, through the family connection there. But yeah, I'm flying, yeah. you know, behind a Zulu 4. And I decided to try something different with this one.
Okay. Well,
I actually asked them to give me the Limo plug, which I don't know if you've seen those, but on like Cirrus's, they've got a little, it's kind of like the mics on your connection for a microphone on an audio panel, like mm-hmm. you would see in a studio.
Yeah. An XLR
it's that
type
of plug.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Uh-huh.
And so I got that plug along with the adapter to use it with standard GA. And now I've got the flexibility. If I'm flying in somebody's Cirrus that's got the Limo, we can plug it in and it'll power the headset directly off the airplane.
Hmm.
Or you can use it with just the regular GA plugs. So I think it's kind of the best of both worlds set up for me.
Well, there you go. Well, that's good. But what about the differences between the 3 and the 4? Did you notice some difference? When you're flying,
so the noise canceling is as good or maybe even slightly better. I didn't hear any popping or whatnot as we're taxiing out. They've got some new technology they've got in there, like the ability to be able to pair to multiple Bluetooth devices, which is really kind of handy now that we're using 4Flight and other EFBs. Being able to pair your iPad and your cell phone simultaneously to the headset is going to make life a lot easier because you'll get those alerts from 4Flight that, you know, traffic, terrain, those types of messages. But then you can also be able to, you know, just make a phone call and get a clearance from air traffic control using your handset, you know, your actual phone.
Right.
And not have to go into Bluetooth and disconnect this one and connect that one. You can just leave them both connected.
Nice.
And it sorts it out. So for me, I really think that that's going to be a nice improvement for my workflow.
Mm-hmm. There you go. And they're super comfy. No change there.
Oh,
I think one
actually,
is a longer arm on the mic,
yep,
too.
It's got maybe an extra inch of reach on the mic, but that positions it much more centrally located on your lips.
Yeah.
So I think that's going to help with the noise canceling. It seemed a little bit more comfortable. They have made some changes to the ear cups. They've contoured them a little bit better to fit and so time will tell. I've got about an hour on them already, mm-hmm. and I expect to put a lot more time on them here over the next few weeks.
Well, there you go. And she was pretty stoked to be able to use a Zulu 3, I would imagine, as well, right?
Well, you know, we've kind of ruined her and her fiancé.
Yeah.
You know, they didn't have any headsets come with the airplane. So they've been borrowing our Zulus from day one.
Have. Yeah.
And, you know, I went and pulled out one of my old David Clarks and, you know, tossed it over to Teddy, and he's like, hell no.
What is this crap?
What's this green thing? No, I want those noise canceling.
You don't like me?
Yeah, so we've definitely created a monster here.
Yeah. Well, like it's they easy to get standards. Spoiled. Yeah.
Yes.
And
I don't blame them. I don't, you know, I keep the old David Clarks around for a backup, you know, if I have a need for somebody that, you know, suddenly we got we absolutely need have a fourth person that needs to fly in the airplane and that's all that's available. We have a headset.
Right.
But I definitely have been spoiled with the noise canceling. You know, if I ever have a battery fail and, you know, run out or go dead in flight, it sucks. You're scrambling trying to get those headsets because passive noise reduction just doesn't work.
Yeah.
Active noise reduction is the way to go.
Well, knowing Lightspeed, they'll have some new stuff to show everybody here in a month or so there at AirVenture. So we'll have to go talk to them right there as well. What about as far as how much time does your daughter need? To finish off or get ready for her check ride and all that stuff. She's pretty far along, isn't she?
Yeah, she's quite far along. She has not soloed a powered airplane, but she has soloed a glider. So she has, you know, done that. So she has experienced flying without an instructor. But she does need to get her solo, all of her solo requirements. So that's about 10 hours or so of flight time. Mm-hmm. And we've got, I think, 2 hours more of instrument time that she needs to get logged, which she could do in this plane. Yeah. And I think 7 night landings. So we've gone through the list. It's really not going to take long to be able to knock this out.
I mean, does she, if she already got a plan, like she expects to have this done by this particular time or just going to fit it in between work schedules and stuff?
That's really what it's coming down to. But I mean, she's actually, you know, really working hard. Her and her fiance have been sitting in front of the TV with the, you know, the Apple TV app, watching all of the sporties training that you can do.
Right.
They both have their medical scheduled for about a week from now. So they're going to get their third class medical. So we have that out of the way. She's been asking me, so do I need to redo the pre-solo written? Yes. New airplane, new airport. We're going to have to go do that all over again. So mm-hmm. She's, you know, honestly thinking about all of this kind of stuff, and she's got a plan, and yeah. She'll stick to it.
What does the plane look like? Need a paint job or anything like that? Does
no.
It look all shiny and
no, new, it's fantastic. I mean, yeah. If anything, you know, a good wax job would go a long way, and we're kind of looking at, you know, maybe doing that, getting a ceramic coating since it's going to sit outside that'll help the water and, you know, sheet off of it a little bit better.
Yeah.
Maybe add a knot of airspeed.
Right. But that was the deal with wifey's. Like, you can keep the plane in the driveway, but it's not going in the hangar. That's
yeah. She doesn't want to let her car sit outside.
Right. Well, I can't blame her on that one. But yeah. But yeah, you know, if they can have it parked at Pop's place, then they're way ahead of the game. And that's probably what put it over the top for them to get this because they had a place right. to store it, right?
That is the biggest problem in Florida right now is where are you going to park your plane? I mean, even getting a tie down at one of the local airports is not easy. If you want a hangar, it's years long waiting lists and yeah. with no guarantee at any of the airports around here. So this is definitely the way to go. The fact that, you know, we have a house on an airport, park it here, you're good to go. They're literally a 5-minute drive away, so it's probably closer than if they were to go to Page Field or LaBelle or any one of the other surrounding airports anyway.
Right. Well, and it's sitting out there in your driveway. Are you looking out there over your morning coffee and going, hey, let me just take this one out for a ride today? Well,
I've told them that, you know, if they're not going to fly it, I will, because it needs to be run. You know, we need to keep this thing in the air, keep the engine, you know, at peak efficiency.
Right. So, but, I mean, just for your pure personal enjoyment, would you pop up in there and enjoy that a little bit more than
it's
your
It's still their airplane. I would feel kind of bad about taking it just for a joyride. Joy ride.
No, what?
Besides, my airplane needs to come out and get a joyride, too.
Well, that's true.
It's going to get jealous.
Yeah, and you can move it out of the way easy enough, I guess.
Actually, the way I have it parked, it's not in the way. I can pull the Mooney out without having to move theirs.
Way ahead of me on that one. Well, that sounds good. Well, look, it sounds like you've been semi-busy since I've been away. And so I'll give you credit for that. And then now we have another plane, and I have less excuse. And that's just how things have progressed in my flying life. You think, Dennis?
Well, anything could happen. I mean, you did say pigs fly before we started this segment.
That is true. See? So look at the bright side. On that note, we'll wrap it up. Till next time, remember, there's no better high
than learning to fly. Yeah.
Just Plane Radio is brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
I say we take off and nuke the entire site from orbit.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
It's the only way to be sure.
Just Plane Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Just plain wrong.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at JustPlaneRadio.com.
I'm going to leave my people up to the radio tower.
So tell a friend and take off every week with Just Plane Radio.
And I'm going to make a call.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.